Macalester Gladstone had been missing for 6 weeks. Talk about poof, gone. He'd last been seen walking his golden retriever Rufus along Cohasset's picturesque side streets just after the New Year. Rufus had come home, Mac had not. The black and white photo on the front page showed a smiling older man with a thick shock of dark hair and full beard, who I noticed, and not just because I was hungry, looked a lot like the Gorton's fisherman. His arms were looped around a beautiful dog. A dark bandana was tied around the dog's neck, and Rufus looked to be smiling too, with his tongue lolling, his eyes bright and shiny. Preston snatched the paper from my hand. I'm not sure why she needed to see it. She had written the story. So sad. By all accounts, they were inseparable. Exactly, Dovey said. Something awful had to have happened to Mac. The police have run out of leads, so I want Sean to look into it. Fresh eyes. Her voice grew thick. Do you know him well? I'd heard about the story, of course. It was hard to live in Cohasset and not. There were open conversations about what had happened to Mac at the local coffee shop, the pizza parlor, the produce department at Shaw's. I hadn't known Dovey was so invested. Not well, she conceded. His wife, Betty, used to be in my Scrabble club. From what I know of Mac, he was a sweet man. One of those strong, silent types. He was a bit of a recluse, especially after Betty died, but still a big patron of the local theater and all the arts. He was an illustrator, you know. I'd never personally met Mac, but his name was well known in not only the South Shore community, but the art world as well. His work was on a par with Norman Rockwell's and J.C. Leyendecker's. Preston handed the paper back to Dovey. The police aren't doing much because they think he's dead. And that may be so. But I want to know the truth. Where's his body? What happened to him? His daughter Jemima isn't exactly going out of her way to get answers. She thinks he committed suicide. Ha! Mum tisked and sipped her coffee. Isn't it possible? I asked softly, not wanting to be at the wrong end of a Dovey tirade. Anything is possible, but there was no note. Plus, I can't imagine Mac would willingly leave Rufus behind. From everything I've heard, that dog was Mac's best friend. What's the story with Jemima? Suze asked, propping her elbows on the desk and her head in her hands. Dovey stood, paced. At 18, she married a man almost twice her age, some rock star she met when she dropped out of college and became a music groupie. You can imagine how Betty and Mac felt about that. Mum shook her head like the decision had been a fate worse than death. Poor parents. I was suddenly relieved my vast resume didn't include music groupie. Mac and Betty never approved, Dovey said. Betty hinted there was something in Rick's, he's the husband, past that made them nervous, though she never said what. And of course, who wants a rock star lifestyle for their baby girl? Unfortunately, they didn't have a say.